8. The Transcendentalers. Part of the perfected mortal's experience on paradise as a final leader consists in the effort to achieve comprehension of the nature and function of more than 1,000 groups of the transcendental super-citizens of paradise. Eventuated beings of absonite attributes. In their association with these super-personalities, the ascendant final leaders receive great assistance from the helpful guidance of numerous orders of transcendental ministers who are assigned to the task of introducing the evolved final leaders to their new paradise brethren. The entire order of the transcendentalers live in the west of paradise in a vast area which they exclusively occupy. In the discussion of transcendentalers, we are restricted not only by the limitations of human comprehension, but also by the terms of the mandate governing these disclosures concerning the personalities of paradise. These beings are in no way connected with the mortal ascent to Avona. The vast host of the paradise transcendentalers have nothing whatever to do with the affairs of either Avona or the seven super universes, being concerned only with the super-administration of the affairs of the Master Universe. You, being a creature, can conceive of a creator, but you can hardly comprehend that there exists an enormous and diversified aggregation of intelligent beings who are neither creators nor creatures. These transcendentalers create no beings, neither were they ever created. In speaking of their origin, in order to avoid using a new term, an arbitrary and meaningless designation, we deem it best to say that transcendentalers simply eventuate. The Deity Absolute may well have been concerned in their origin and may be implicated in their destiny, but these unique beings are not now dominated by the Deity Absolute. They are subject to God the Ultimate, and their present paradise sojourn is in every way Trinity supervised and directed. Although all mortals who attain paradise frequently fraternize with the transcendentalers as they do with the paradise citizens, it develops that man's first serious contact with the transcendentaler occurs on that eventful occasion when, as a member of a new final leader group, the mortal ascender stands in the final leader receiving circle as the Trinity Oath of Eternity is administered by the Chief of Transcendentalers, the presiding head of the Archidex of the Master Universe.